Well, I hope grown accustomed to knowing that you're going to hear from interesting youth during this segment, our Youth Express segment, and today is no exception. We have two students with us, and they both represent a program from the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, which is called the Young Naturalists Program. It began back in June, the 24th to be exact, and it just finished up 8 days ago on August 1st. I'd like you to meet the students who are here, and we also have the educator they worked with from the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. And why don't we go from left to right? I'm going to ask if you could please introduce yourself, starting with you, Maya, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. My name is Maya Arlette, and I'm from the North Side. I go to City High, and I'm going to my 12th grade year.
Hi, I'm Milo Garrett. I'm from over in Morningside, and I'm currently graduated out of high school, and I'm going to Allegheny College.
Are you going to be studying environmental issues?
Yes.
I thought so. Allegheny has a great department.
Oh, I visited their campus. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, and they have long had a good department. They didn't just start environmental science because it became trendy or anything. They've been at it for a long time. And also here.
Hi there. I'm Karia. My pronouns are they, them, and I've been working with teens and high schoolers at the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy since about 2014.
Now, you're in a good position, if you could for a moment, just to describe the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. This is a different organization than City Parks. This organization is more involved not in the upkeep and maintenance of the parks as much as the nature programs.
The Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy is a close partner with City Parks, and there are some people doing maintenance as part of the Parks Conservancy. So we have a horticulture and forestry team that works hard in the parks doing ecological work, and we raise money for capital projects around the parks, different pieces of infrastructure that the city might need help raising money for. And we also do an extensive educational program with kids as young as 3 years old up through finishing high school and adults as well.
I remember when the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy was created, and a really innovative idea to create a different organization that's capable to do some things that a government-connected organization can't do, and vice versa. So it's been a great partnership from my perspective.
Yeah, and I used to work with City Parks, and then I transferred to the Parks Conservancy, doing basically the same work, and it's been great all the way through.
Now, Maya and Milo have been part of the Young Naturalists program, and I'd love for the two of you to talk a little bit about your experience, how it started, and some of the things that happened. And it looks like Milo's going to start.
Yes. Well, I heard about it through, I believe, my music teacher, Jeff Weston, at my high school, ECS. And I was thinking about it. I heard it was all about the environment. And I really loved the idea of it. I'm big on the environment, and I really like going out into the parks, you know, spending my time out in nature. So I thought I could give back by joining this. And I really thought it was going to be a lot more maintenance work. But it also turned out to be a lot of educational stuff, too. I learned a lot from our only 1 month, which I really wish there was more. It's been a lot of fun, a great experience. We started out with a nice retreat to Powder Mill Reserve, and throughout the weeks we focused on different topics like Water Week. There was a Forest Week and I believe a Insect Week.
Maya, how did you learn about the program?
I first learned about it from, I learned about it. We did a field trip with my school to the facility in Frick Park with my chemistry class. And one of the people there were talking about this group in the summertime that would, help the parks out, learn a bunch of stuff, basically just like an internship. And I was interested. And then I also went back to school and I found out a lot of other people from my school also did the same thing. And yeah, so I did more research. My school goes all around. Usually we get our months are spread out throughout the year. And so, I wrote an essay to get out of school about why I would want to be so interested in Young Naturalist. And, I get to tell everybody about it when I get back. So I learned about it through school.
It sounds like this was a really meaningful experience for both of you. You mentioned the themed weeks. Did one of them stick out to you as being especially surprising or engaging? I'm sure they were all great.
Yeah, for me, Water Week was fun. I mean, it's like I couldn't even pick a favorite week. They're all great. But Water Week I loved. We were in the creeks. We were testing, testing the pH levels and looking for all these different water insects and stuff. So that was, surprising. We also went river surfing, which I've never even heard of before, Young Naturalist. So that was also pretty cool.
How was river surfing?
Crazy.
Does somebody pull you in a boat, or do you just...
It's like you get on a paddle board, and there's this wave in the river, and you, paddle up to the wave, and you, kind of ride the wave out, see if you could stand and whatnot before the wave, knocks you over.
That sounds like fun. So it's almost like tubing, except you're standing up and being challenged a little bit. Did you do that as well, Milo?
Yes, the river surfing was a lot. It was something new and a lot of fun. I almost got on my feet. Sadly, I got wiped out and just had a ton of fun.
I would find that to be pretty tough. What were the pH levels like, and what else did you learn about water quality? Were you in the Allegheny or which river?
We tested the creeks in Frick Park just as a little experiment to show what water conservationists do. So it was just basic level 7, somewhere around there.
That's good.
Yeah.
And did you see any other indicators of water quality based on aquatic life? I think you had mentioned you were looking at other things too.
Like pollution, that was one of them that definitely, if that answers your question.
Yeah.
Yeah, pollution, when we would notice there's a lot of trash and stuff around the streams, that would affect what we find living there and what the pH would be like.
Did you measure how did you measure pH?
It was a bit of a process, nothing too crazy. We were given test kits by a water conservationist who came in to mentor us. So we would gather some of the water from the creek. We would add some sort of solution. I think we'd maybe switch it around just a little bit, let it settle, and then I forgot fully what it was. But
And I'm not trying to challenge you. I'm just curious because a lot of folks will do it with litmus paper. But there are also instruments that you can put reagents in and then put a probe in. I was just curious if you did it the old-fashioned way or if you used instruments.
Oh, no. We had all these, chemicals that we had to mix together and stuff.
Very cool. It's good to learn about stuff like that. And I'm glad the pH was neutral where you went. What were some of the other weeks in addition to water weeks?
My favorite that we did was Bird Week. So we went out with David David Yeaney, I think. Mm-hmm. And we went out with binoculars, and we went to Frick Park. We were scoping tons of birds. We found plenty of woodpeckers, tons of very colorful birds. And then we did field tests. So we'd go to one point in the park, search a, I think, 20-meter area around us, and see what that says about the environment we're in. So if we were in the forest, we'd see a lot more interior species like woodpeckers and wood thrush.
So basically, the density of bird life you would see within that radius would give you some data, and then do you plot it or I guess you record it. Did you find anything surprising when you did that? I never would have thought to do that.
I don't think there's anything too out of the ordinary. I think David heard a very interesting bird on one of our walks through the park that he said, I'm not sure if it was like rare and migratory or something.
He could tell by the sound.
Oh, though. Yeah. He's a pro. He could tell a lot from the sounds.
Did you actually see it or he?
No, we only heard just a little, but we were all very still trying to make sure he has full capabilities to hear.
That's an experience in and of itself is you realize that there's more going on in terms of wildlife and in terms of birds. Now, did you say you had an insect week as well? What was that about?
So during that week, we got to learn how to use these cameras. We took lots of pictures of different insects. We also learned, like, what an insect is. We took these nets out into, like, the meadow. We were, you know, catching some. Then we would lay them out on a sheet and really, like, dive in and observe the different things that we caught and, you know, where they live, talk more about them, and just, you know, learn all the different things about insects.
That had to be fascinating because I don't know much about insects and their importance. I would imagine they play a key role in the ecosystem of the park. What was it like to observe them?
It was definitely different. Personally, I'm not too big on bugs. So when I was going out there with the net, I just had to push through and ignore everything that was on my legs while I was going through.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I can imagine that's not the most pleasant experience. And we think of ants as being very industrious or insects doing very powerful things if only we would observe them and look at them carefully. Did you see those kinds of things?
I'm not too sure if we saw much of really what they do. We observed more really what they look like, and the expert with us, a mothing expert, was telling us about their importance, what they do in the forest. But it was a lot of looking, very beautiful, beautiful things.
So it sounds like several of the activities you did were designed to help show you indicators of what a healthy ecosystem is.
Yeah.
And the science behind figuring that out. What was your retreat like? That you had an overnight session?
Yeah.
It was good. We went to rural highlands. We stayed in these cabins, and we went to Ohio Pile, where we seen some waterfalls, went to the center, I forget what it's called, but there was like a bunch of stuff, like books about birds, and you could see the waterfall through the glass. That was really cool. We went on a hike to Cucumber Falls, which there was also a waterfall there, super pretty. And we went out at night, we went mothing, where we would set up these lights and put like a sheet. A bunch of moths would come, we would observe them, take pictures of them, talk about them. But then we also were given, split up in groups and given buckets where we would create a moth trap, and then we would go and put them in different parts of the woods. And then later on, the next day, somebody would go get them in the morning, chill them, and then we would bring them out one bucket at a time and just observe them, because, you know, the fridge will slow them down a little bit so they won't fly away just as quick. So we could really observe them, look closely, and see, you know, in this part of the woods, this type of moth was more, you know, attracted, but maybe this one wasn't.
It sounds, again, like you're being given techniques and tools that scientists would use. Is that what attracted you both to the program?
Personally, yeah. I really want to use this as something to base my future career off of. I really want to go into, like, anywhere in environmental science or ornithology with birds, really get out in the field and use what I learned and learn new things, of course.
Yeah, it's good to give you sort of an overview of what some of the possibilities are, and you'll get a chance to do that coming up at Allegheny College. Maya, you're about to be a senior at City Charter. Are you thinking of environmental science as well?
Well, so what interests me is that I love nature, love being outdoors, love camping, but I never, like, took a step further. Like, I didn't know that much coming into the program when it comes to insects and birds and all these different types of things. So I just want, and, like, I love animals, so it's just, like, I wanted to take a deeper dive and see, is this something that I would want to do for a career? Because I do want to go to the medical field, maybe be like an ultrasound tech, but I wanted to be sure of that before. And so this, by doing this, I explored my other interest, and I'm still deciding, still doing some research, if I want to lean more toward the medical or towards nature.
And you probably can do both, too, either with degrees in both, or you can certainly always keep an interest in the natural world around us. Would you recommend this program to other students to take part in?
Yes, 100%. Like, I got to miss out on school, which was obviously a plus. But even if it was just in summer, like how it was for the other kids, I learned so much. I made new friends. I just grew as a person. Like, we were outside every day. I learned something every single day. Like, so, and it wasn't like, you know, you're in school, boring learning. It was, like, really engaging, and you wanted to be there. You wanted to learn. You wanted to do more.
And what are your thoughts about that, Myla?
I perfectly agree. It is such a great program. Tuesday to Friday, I really wish we had every day. And we met all these, like, specialists who really teach you a lot and make you think a lot too, like, really what do you want to do if you want to go into this. A lot of different careers that I learned about.
I have another question for the two of you, but is there anything else you want to mention about your experience that I maybe didn't ask you about or that you think is important for folks to know?
I would just say definitely you don't have to be all about nature. You don't have to know everything to apply for this program. Like, you should take a step out of your comfort zone and just see what you can do, because you're going to do way better than you think. Learn so much.
Yeah, I agree. You really have to, what Maya said, step out of your comfort zone. There's a lot that I really didn't think I would do, and there's just so much. It made me appreciate more about, like, going out and learning things and doing different things instead of just, you know, sitting around all day or doing the same thing over and over.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer it however you wish. And it involves a magic wand. And if I give that to you, you have a chance to change something, anything. Oh. And it could be environmental. It could be something simple, something complicated. While you think about that, I'm just going to turn to Karya to ask if there's anything you would like to mention about the program. I'm sure you'll be recruiting before you know it. Anything folks should know?
I think the big thing to know really with anything is that nobody's an expert in everything, and everybody likes to share the knowledge they do have. And so being curious and asking people questions and taking advantage of opportunities whenever they arise is, like, I think one of the most important things in life, really. And I think this program brings people who know they like nature but also might not be totally convinced, and brings them all along together. And so whether you know you're a nature person or you think you're more of an indoors person, we try to make it work well for everybody.
Yeah, and it's evident. Congratulations on a great program. So any ideas about use of the magic wand? No pressure, but any thoughts?
Is this to change the program or?
I would say it's to change anything in the world.
Oh, wow.
Or your life, or just it can be as expansive or as narrow as you want.
Well, I think the program's perfect, personally. I guess if I had a magic wand to change anything, it just make the whole world a lot more conscious about our environment and its importance on everything.
That's a great answer. Do you have anything that you would add?
I would say I was thinking, like, climate change. And, you know, because there's a lot of contributors to that that goes with it, like also pollution and just keeping animals' environments safe for them. Climate change and that, those would be my top.
You both have a lot of empathy, and I didn't want to challenge you with that question, but it's just always interesting to hear what people have to say. Thank you both for being here today, Maya Arlett and Milo Garrett, representing the Young Naturalists program, along with Karya Cornell. Thank you from Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. You can learn more about the program at pittsburghparks.org.